According to Sitka Assistant Fire Chief Al Stevens, a Lance Drive property owner was building a rock wall on Thursday morning when he uncovered something suspicious.
He discovered some wires coming out of the rock, so he called us and we came and looked at it, and not being experts in this, we passed this on up to the EOD experts out of J-Bar.
Stevens is referring to explosive specialists from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, Alaska's largest military base, who arrived Thursday night. The team evacuated three adjacent homes and briefly closed Sawmill Creek Road to traffic. Emergency personnel worked until 1 a.m. Thursday night and resumed the investigation today.
We didn't make much progress. We know there's something there, but we don't know what it is. This is from 30 years ago, so who knows what we're dealing with. And how much we're dealing with. It may be possible explosives, it may be a dud, it may be nothing, or it may be something.
On Friday afternoon, emergency personnel and the EOD team met with city staff to figure out how to best handle the situation.
It's in a very difficult area. For one, it's a very close proximity to the residential areas, very close proximity to Sawmill Creek Road. We've got power lines going right across it, and a huge, huge 80, 90 foot spruce tree that's right on top of it. So we've got to come up with a plan to how we're going to excavate this area.
Neighboring residents have been allowed back into their homes, but may be asked to leave again soon.
They've been living by it for 30 years, so, you know. But when we do start excavating and working in that area, yes, we're going to ask them to evacuate, and they certainly are agreeable with it, too.
Last week in Petersburg, federal agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms were called in after a 59-year-old man detonated Tovex, a commercial blasting explosive, in a case that's still under investigation. The man is expected to survive his injuries. After the initial blast, ATF agents gathered over 50 pounds of explosives, along with cord and electronic detonators, from the man's property and vehicle and destroyed the cache in the town's rock pit on July 16th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.